All right, kicking it off, there's been a report that's been delivered by Parliament's Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, which draws into sharp focus the deplorable state of our national security structures. We've had a whole big breakfast broadcast on national security. We spoke about the various agencies that are at work for us. And of course, they don't work unless the leadership works in chorus. Diane Colabonnet, coming to us live from Durban, what are your thoughts on that very leadership? How are you this morning?
I'm very well, and I must thank you. That introduction, as you said it, and referring to the entire process as a soap opera, was spot on.
Thank you. Thanks, but also
chaos.
Sad.
Chaos. Yeah. I think we've read more about what's going on in the newspapers than we actually hear about in the committee. So it really has been an extraordinary couple of years. But I think we have managed now in this new parliament with new members and very senior members to pull the committee up by its bootstraps, and I think the report that we've tabled pretty much outlines the catastrophes that have simply not been dealt with over so many, many years.
What are the key takeaways for us as lay people, Diane?
Well, yes, understand that this document is heavily redacted. Because our meetings, and obviously one cannot speak out of that meeting for reasons of state security. But this is giving the public as much as we possibly can on what we've done, what we've achieved. I think we meet more in a month than most of the committees previously met in a year, I think. So we're trying to deal with all of the issues. And at the start, it was like running through porridge. You just couldn't get a step forward. But slowly but surely, certainly, I've been pouring a lot of boiling water on that porridge, and slowly but surely, we've gaining momentum. So, yeah, some of the key issues. I think one of the big ones for me is not only the vetting backlogs, but it does refer in the report to fake top security clearances that were dished out. So all of that had to be dealt with. And unfortunately, you know, the vetting backlogs are nothing new, certainly to state security. And SAPS as well have got a huge issue with it. So that's not a new problem. It's simply never been dealt with.
Diane, how broadly have top security clearance allowances have been delivered? I mean, how many people have it that shouldn't? What's a reasonable number?
Well, yeah, that's not something I would like to talk about, numbers.
Okay.
I think I have to avoid that. But it was a particular department, and it has been dealt with now that it's been highlighted. So, you know, smaller issues have been dealt with, but on a grand scale, we're talking about the high-level report. Bear in mind, that report was released to the public by President Ramaphosa in 2018. And here we sit, and every meeting, how far is this? How far is this? And as you see by the report, it's been a very slow and unwilling implementation thereof. And the people who put it together, Jane Duncan and others that are experts in this field, they knew what they were doing, and they've highlighted exactly what the problems are, exactly what needs to be fixed. But getting it fixed, getting the people who've been doing the looting, doing the underhanded business to enrich themselves and whoever their handlers are, getting them, pinning them down is like trying to nail a jellyfish to the wall. It's just not happening.
I know that this is a years-long process, but of course in the past year we've got a particular, I think, area of focus for most South Africans. Does the report at all speak on what the president called the insurrection of a few months ago?
No, look, very, very vaguely, but this, bear in mind, was completed before any of the chaos. But of course we had, as you so well described, you know, one minister throwing the other minister under the bus, followed police throwing state security under the bus. And it was the most extraordinary press conference I have ever watched. And of course, one survived because of the alignment within the ANC, and the other one didn't, although she wasn't fired. She simply moved somewhere else. And that itself just, I think, revealed to the country how internal ANC fighting has played out within, and the damage to the country. I mean, if you know and saw in technicolor detail what happened in KwaZulu-Natal and moved into Gauteng and thankfully then died out. But it was a war zone. I was in a war zone and standing at the end of my road at the barricade. You know, we all did it, protecting our homes and our families.
Diane, so, this is very frightening. This is very frightening. I mean, for you, a seasoned parliamentarian, to say that was the most frightening press conference you've ever watched. I don't think that South Africans, as South Africans, because we're not always in the midst of war or in the geopolitics of the rest of the world, we're not aware of what state security failures look like, you know?
Yeah.
And so it takes a very small moment like the discombobulated delivery of statements amongst three ministers, senior ministers, with great power within the cabinet, to make one scared. You don't have to go all the way to actually sort of dismissing our missiles, or, you know. Just help us understand, because I think our national security comes down to how we're able to manage ourselves, how we manage our borders and other international threats. Where do we stand, in your view, when it comes to our national security and our ability to protect ourselves? I mean, we're now dealing with a ransomware attack at the Department of Justice, as well as Mozambique on the other side. You know, at the end of the day, I'm sorry for the lengthy question, Diane, but at the end of the day, these ministers haven't disappeared. They've merely been reshuffled. So they are still in the cabinet and are still accountable to us for the decisions that they made under their purview. What are we supposed to do? How do we hold them accountable?
Well, obviously, those three entities, we're talking SANDF, police, state security, they should be working hand in hand with a common aim, and that is to keep us safe. Finish. That's their job. Keep us safe both internally as well as from external attacks. That is the whole aim. And yet here you have ministers who barely look at each other. And within the police, you have a minister and a national police commissioner who don't talk and loathe each other. You have a state security minister who was basically outed as having given an illegal order to one of the DGs, and he is an advocate refused. That was all in the media. So internal fighting, endless fighting, and no pulling together of those disparate strands for a common golden thread that is supposed to serve us, the people of South Africa. So it's all internal politics and fighting going on, as you said, a soap opera playing out, which endangers the country. Yes, Mozambique is an issue. Have we had ISIS people trained in our country? We don't know. You know, what is the situation? What is the status in this country? And of course, the cyber attacks. I have spoken about the threat of cyber attacks for some 12 years. And there's a small cyber attack unit, cyber security unit in the SAPS, with real top experts. But really, it has been a Cinderella entity, and it is throughout. It's just not taken seriously. Well, I hope today they'll take it seriously, but they should have been prepared. It just hasn't happened. Too busy focusing on internal nonsense rather than what's good for the country.
What's next? What do we do as citizens to help you along on your mission?
Well, look, we as a committee are going to do a number of things which will be running against the tide, as it were. We're going to force certain issues, and whether they like it or not, I don't think any of us care. I think as a committee, we actually work very well together. It's basically just the two parties who are stalwarts in attending. And now that we've been moved under the president, we might well find that things happen more quickly, that legislation actually gets off the table, that things that we should be doing happen, and that blockages to us are cleared. The office of the intelligence, you know, there's an oversight, the IGI, and he does the oversight, and it's exactly the same as the ICD used to be in the police. When the ICD did investigations as civilians into police corruption, 99% of of what they said should happen and their recommendations were ignored, chucked in the bin. It's exactly the same. We have Advocate Dentwear, 99% of his recommendations are ignored by state security and the other intelligence entities, which is crime intelligence and defense intelligence. So that's got to be changed by legislation. And where is it? Nowhere.
Okay.
Those are the kinds of issues we're facing. And we're going to fight. And, you know, I'm never quiet on a committee. And while I can't speak out of the committee, I certainly am forcing issues. And I think we're all quite determinedly facing in the right direction, and we're going to get that high-level report implemented if it's the last thing we do.
All right. I have confidence, as much as you aren't able to share as much of the things that you're going to make happen and move more quickly, and I have confidence that you'll make them move more quickly. But, Diane, before I let you go, it's just you and me. No one else is here. was it an insurrection?
As far as I'm concerned, yes.
Okay.
No question in my mind. I mean, it was playing out the internal ANC factions on our streets. And they were very, as far as I could see from my going from shopping mall to shopping mall, seeing every ATM cut open with machinery, huge safes cut open, you know, enormous, millions and millions of rands in cash went, the stealing of the 1.5 million rounds of ammunition out of a container that was three containers up and the SAPs forced it to come down and then it was looted. All of that was staged, set up, organized in this province with the aid of people from without this province. We've got photographs, we've got proof, we've got everything that I've seen, and I believe the investigation is well underway. But I want to see the arrest of top people, and that's just not happening.
Indeed. We're still waiting for those 12 to be arrested. Thank you so much, Diane Colabonnet, for the amount of confidence that you've put in us to bring us into your confidence. The AMP and member of the Parliament Standing Committee on Intelligence, Diane Colabonnet, and of course a veteran in terms of trying to protect our